I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're waking on up the Phoenix sunshine. Gunner and Cheyenne, it's a good time. We're waking on up to the Phoenix sunshine. On Camel.
Welcome to Wednesday, July 1st. Gunner, Cheyenne, producer JP, we're at 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108 on Instagram and Facebook at Gunner and Cheyenne. How is the Pacific Northwest, Cheyenne?
Well, that depends on the wedding. Okay, the wedding was fantastic. My best friend was the most beautiful bride I think I've ever seen. The wedding was beautiful. I don't like Washington. I like the environment, you know, the trees are beautiful, but Washington is not home to me anymore.
Yeah.
And that is very much in my face whenever I go back to visit.
And having you back in the studio is nice. You're up there doing the show from your brother's house.
Office. From my brother's office. Then I had to go, you know, an hour and a half away. And then I was doing it from my best friend's office. And I just, you know, they were great hosts all around.
And I got back from Vegas yesterday.
Yeah, how was that?
It was a good time. A lot of sunshine. Same weather, you know.
Yeah.
You head over there to Vegas. Yeah, we met up with some friends and family from Washington State. And they're all excited to be laying in the sun and the sunshine and poolside and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was following all their Instagram stories and their Snapchats. And first of all, okay, I was supposed to be on this trip with you guys and then I had this wedding. And I was FOMO for real. There was so much fear of missing out. Watching you guys just gamble and drink and have all this fun while I'm sitting dealing with my family.
Yeah. And then there were people little concerned that we were going over there, with Tatum's ordeal and her lowered immune system. But I mean, we brought lots of hand sanitizer. We had our masks on, and pretty much every casino requires masks.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't all that crazy amount of people there, you know? So, I mean, and there was no part of me that felt like it was going to be unsafe.
Right.
You know, so it was a good time just to finally mom and dad get out and have Nana watch the girls.
That's awesome.
You know, and go and have a good time. But going to be back breezy. Looking at highs near 104 today, 102 tomorrow. The buzz is coming up later on this hour. What you got coming up, Cheyenne?
Well, there is a gym here in the Valley that is refusing to close, even though Governor Ducey has put out orders to do so. I'm going to let you know what has happened since then and who it is. All that's coming up at 6:50 with the buzz. I'm Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne, coming up here in just a bit. We're going to be doing a Brad Paisley Zoom hang. And that's where you and I, Cheyenne, are going to be on the Zoom with Brad Paisley and some members of Camel Nation. And it's just this private Zoom hang session that you get to ask questions of Brad Paisley.
Which makes me so excited because it's not, you know, we are blessed to be able to interview artists, but it's not very often that we get to bring in our listeners.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to be there to watch people's faces.
It's being presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Your code word this hour is STORM, STORM, STORM. Enter that at camel1079.com and you are in to win to be a part of this. Good luck again. The word is STORM. One big trivia game. Back at it today at 6:40.
I got to catch up.
You do. You're down by two. And it may have been a disadvantage when you were doing the show from the Pacific Northwest. A little bit of a delay.
Did my big eye roll just now give that away? I roll from one end of the room to the other.
Well, it makes it's even more magnified because you got big old fake eyelashes on today.
Are they distracting?
They're not distracting. It's just kind of
different.
It's different. Yeah, because you have the shaved head and then giant eyelashes.
Maybe I can get more of what I want out of you guys. I'll just flash my eyelashes at you guys.
Flutter your eyes. Don't flutter too hard. You're going to fly away. One big trivia game, 640, right here in Camel Country, 107.9.
Mornings with Gunner and Cheyenne.
On Camel Country, 107.9.
Well, if you missed the code word this hour, it's STORM, S-T-O-R-M, STORM. Enter that at camel1079.com, and you'll be in to win that private Zoom. To get in with a small private group from Camel Nation of the winners from this contest.
It's an intimate setting with Brad Paisley.
And you get to ask him a question, and he's going to actually reply to you.
Like, speak to you. Yeah. Not, like, get an auto-reply text message. He's going to look you dead in the webcam and answer your question.
And it'll be a good time. So enter the word STORM, S-T-O-R-M, at camel1079.com, and you will be in to win. One big trivia game, Team Gunner versus Team Cheyenne, general knowledge trivia. It's coming up at 640, and then the buzz on the way at 650. Right now, it's Jason Aldean, Camel Country, 107.9. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Saturday night was Garth Brooks and the whole live stream simulcast at drive-in movie theaters all over the country. And shocker that Garth broke another record. 350,000 people were at the drive-ins watching.
Wow.
Saturday.
I tried to virtually watch. I kept trying to FaceTime producer JP, and he wouldn't answer his phone.
Because he's one of those ones that follows every rule. And he's probably like, I'm going to get in trouble if I air some of this over live stream over on, what is it called? FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also one of those people that loves being in the moment too. And I shut off my ringer on my phone. So as I'm like going, singing Friends in Low Places with everybody, I got my arm around my wife, Heidi.
Aww.
Ain't nothing else exists.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
I was still trying to see it though.
What artist? Somebody posted a photo on social media. I think it was Chris Jansen, wasn't it? Where he took a picture of fans at a concert, at his concert, and every single person had a phone in their hand. And are you living in the moment or are you recording it so you can relive it later? I mean, what's the better definition of everybody having their phone out?
Honestly, I'm not sure to your question. I think it's good to be able to relive moments, but I think one of my most favorite pictures that I've ever seen is at a parade, right? And there is scores of people everywhere with their phones out. They're recording. And then there's this one little old lady in the very front row with no phone. And she's just so there. Like, what did our grandparents do to remember a moment? You know, they were there and they soaked it in so much that they didn't need to record it to relive it.
How was you went out to
Westworld?
Westworld, okay.
Yeah, they had security walking around making sure that everybody had their masks on. They had concessions, they had bathrooms, everything was socially distant, but still fun. Like, you felt like you were with your friends. And what?
I think you're living in the moment, man.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Okay, so the Garth Brooks concert gets the silent phone treatment. And we do a live morning show.
That was an alarm on my phone as a motorcycle to make sure that I get our...
It was like we had that planned. It was not planned.
No, it was not.
How about that? All right, 6 minutes away from one big trivia game. Here's Gabby Barrett now. Camel Country, 107.9.
Turn it up and play along. We all got our smarty pants on. We all know who is the smartest. We about to throw down and have some fun. Well, Gunner knows a lot of stuff. And Cheyenne is a trivia buff. Check it out, Camel Country is the name. We'll be in the 107.9 Hall of Fame.
Welcome to our one big trivia game.
Just one big trivia game.
It's Team Gunner versus Team Cheyenne. I will ask you guys trivia questions. First to three wins. Your name is your buzzer. Let's find out which gender reigns supreme today.
All right. Team Gunner's up 15 over Team Cheyenne with 13.
I'm still blaming the delay.
Blaming the delay.
1,000 miles away, there was a delay.
Yeah, Cheyenne was broadcasting from the Pacific Northwest the last couple of times we did this game. So let's see if you can't get a victory here, Cheyenne.
Sounds good. Good morning.
Representing Team Cheyenne is Tina in Glendale.
Tina!
Hello.
And we got Brian in Phoenix on Team Gunner. Brian.
Good morning.
All right, sounds like everybody's ready to go.
So everybody's had their coffee.
Cheyenne and I are your buzzer. We will buzz in on the question, and you'll have an opportunity to answer. If you don't know the answer, simply say either Gunner or Cheyenne, and we will take it away.
And try to get it right.
Producer JP, question number one.
Which seemingly innocent firework causes the most injuries to consumers?
Cheyenne.
Sparkler.
Sparkler is correct.
Oh,
yay!
Wow. Tina knows her stuff.
Yes,
I remember
she does.
This.
Oh, no, me and my child got burned by those about 6 years ago. So,
oh, my Lanta.
Be careful, Camel Nation. Team Cheyenne 1, Team Gunner 0. Next question. What flavor is the blue part of a red, white,
Gunner.
And blue? What do you think? What do you think, Brian?
I'm going to have to defer on this one.
Ooh. I'm going to go blueberry.
Blueberry is incorrect.
Oh.
What flavor is the blue part of a red, white, and blue bomb pop?
Yeah.
Tina?
Cheyenne, I would be guessing at this point.
Ooh.
Oh, dang it.
You want me to guess?
Sure.
Raspberry.
Blue raspberry is correct.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
That was my guess, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It's looking good for Team Cheyenne right now. 2-0.
Thank goodness.
Next question. What do you call a group of geese?
Cheyenne.
A gaggle is correct. Team Cheyenne.
Oh my gosh.
Sweet.
No. The way you stalled, though, at the end of that question, I thought there was going to be something more.
I believe I read an email from you, Gunner, that says no excuses. Hashtag no excuses.
Right, there's no excuses.
And I'm hearing an excuse.
That is an excuse.
That
and my apologies to Brian for not jumping in early enough there. But
I would have had it too.
All right.
You want to come back tomorrow, Brian?
Sure.
All right, you're in, bro.
All right, redemption tomorrow. Me and Brian, we got this tomorrow. One big trivia game. Back at it tomorrow at about 6:40 right here in Camel Country, 107.9. The buzz is coming up. Cheyenne, what you got on the way?
Chris Jansen and Chase Rice are under heat right now from basically everybody. I'm going to let you know what happened and more on those gyms that are staying open. That's coming up in 6 minutes with the buzz on Camel Country, 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
The Buzz is brought to you by Earnhardt Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. So as everybody knows, it's not new news. Governor Ducey made the announcement a few days ago that bars, movie theaters, gyms, water parks were to be closed for the next 30 days all the way through July.
Right.
But not everyone is okay with that. In fact, the owner of Mountainside Fitness has decided that he is going to stay open. Not only that, he made a public announcement that he said he was going to be suing Governor Ducey for shutting them down, essentially. So in his statement, he said that it's not about profits. It's about our right to move forward. Get this, though. So Governor Ducey shut everything down at 8 p.m. By 9:15 the following day in the morning, multiple people had already called because they drove by and saw that the gym was open.
A bunch of tattletales.
Don't even get me started on this topic. I'm just here to tell you. I'm not here to give my opinion today. I'm here to tell you the story.
Yep.
Then by 2:15 in the afternoon that very same day, the police had to go back and cite them $2,500 because they're refusing
to close
down.
I thought they said that they weren't citing businesses.
They are. Because in the order, it specifically says that local law enforcement has to enforce them being closed.
Oh my gosh, man.
But they're not the only ones. There are multiple gyms, yoga spots, things like that around the valley who are not going to be closing down. And my gym, I will tell you, my gym sent out an email that said, we respect Governor Ducey's order, so we will be closing down for 24 hours.
Okay.
That's exactly what it said. It didn't say they were going to be closed through the remainder of the month.
Right, 24 hours.
24 hours.
So 29 days. They'll be closed for 29 days. Okay.
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. One day open. Okay, got it.
24 hours. That's it. I haven't had an update, so we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
Chris Jansen and Chase Rice are under extreme fire right now. Both of them had concerts over the weekend. Jansen was in Idaho. Chase Rice was in Tennessee. Now, both of them are basically on phase. Both states are on phase four opening, so they were allowed to have groups in numbers. The issue was is that multiple videos and photos were taken of the crowds pushed up against the stage.
Yeah.
Nobody social distancing, nobody wearing masks, and they just artists attacking them on Twitter, speaking their minds. But then Chase Rice gave an apology. Take a listen.
I understand there's a lot of varying opinions, a lot of different opinions on COVID-19, how it works with live music, crowds, and what all that looks like. My biggest thing is y'all. You guys are everything to me. So your safety is a huge, huge priority. And the biggest thing for all of us is the safer we are now, the quicker that we get to actual normal live shows, which I know we all want.
Now, the only thing I'm going to say is at some point we have to get back to some form of normalcy. Somebody is going to have to start the trend of getting back to normal. And Chase Rice has been against quarantine since the start of it, so no part of me is shocked
right. That
he's smack dab in the middle of this controversy. But, you know, it is what it is. You can take us with you wherever you're headed this 4th of July weekend and even today, whether it's to the gym or, you know, to the grocery store.
The gym's open.
All you gotta do is download that freeradio.com app. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
All right, top of the hour, producer JP's birthday song of the week. Somebody in Camel Nation celebrating a birthday.
Yeah, Michelle. She has nominated her husband Mike in Peoria for a birthday song, so he doesn't know it's coming. It's going to be a big old surprise.
Ooh.
And I can't wait for him to hear it.
All right, it's on the way, 7 o'clock, right here in Camel Country, 107.9. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. Here's Kenny Chesney. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Your next code word is on the way here in just moments to get you in on that Brad Paisley private Zoom session just minutes away. But we got, is this the intro down here in the bottom corner?
We'll
how weird this thing is. All right, let's hit the button.
Okay, hit it.
No, that's not it right there. Oh, here it is. Sorry.
It's the birthday song of the week. Too bad JP can't sing on key. On Camel Country 107.9, Gunner and Cheyenne are a good time. This week, who's it gonna be? In Phoenix, Gilbert, or Ahwatukee? Don't matter if you're turning 9 or 83. Let's have some fun and be silly.
JP's birthday song of the week. Who's got a birthday today?
All right, Mike in Peoria has a birthday, and he got this requested by his wife, Michelle.
Okay. You tell me when to hit the button, man.
I'm just going to give you a little background on Mike. He's a nice guy who goes out of his way to make his wife, Michelle, happy.
As a good husband should.
He's a sweet, manly man, but at times he and his wife Michelle can get on each other's nerves, and they love Luke Combs, so here we go. Hit it! This is gonna be sweet. He likes to go hunting, but is a sensitive guy. Loves him some football. The Notebook made him cry. Ryan Gosling. She says she don't want none, but he'll share his fries. But he's got this weakness where he gets irritated easily. When she tickles his feet. Driving me crazy. Takes his index finger and pokes me. The way that he scrolls past TV channels too fast and blows his nose on his sleeve. He annoys me, but he means the world to me. Happy birthday, Mike, from your wife, Michelle.
Aw, that was sweet.
He really blow his nose on his sleeve?
I go back and forth, and that's for me to know and for you to wonder.
Yeah, I liked it. JP's birthday song of the week. We'll do it next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. If you got a birthday coming up next week, text us at 22108, and producer JP will get a hold of you and get some details and get a song written about you for your birthday.
Or your significant other, like that was right there.
Yeah, nice job there, JP.
Good job.
Gotta get a little mud on the tires.
All right, Cheyenne and I and Brad Paisley We're going to be in a little private Zoom session. You could be there as well with a small number of Camel Nation. The code word this hour is guitar. Guitar, spelled G-U-I-T-A-R.
A-R. Spelled the way we spelled it, not the way we pronounced it. Your code word is guitar.
Guitar. Enter that at camel1079.com and you're in to win. We got a brand new I Love You Man on the way at 7:30. I'm going to be calling people at work, and I always end the call with an I Love You Man while they say it back. We'll find out. 7:30 right here in Camel Country, 1079.
It's Gunner and Cheyenne in the morning.
On Camel Country, 1079, the Valley's new country leader.
Brand new I Love You Man on the way at 7:30 this morning, but coming up here at 7:20, the results of a survey about the best things about getting older.
Ooh.
Is there anything good about getting older?
Debatable.
Debatable. Some of these on this list make sense, so we've got this coming up at 7:20 right here in Campbell Country at 107.9. It's Blake Shelton. Well, if you missed your code word for the Brad Paisley Zoom hang session that we've got going on, we'll get it to you coming up here in just a bit. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. A survey of people 50 and above found the best things about getting older are more life experience, more confidence, more gratitude, more independence and freedom, and finally learning to let things go.
Okay.
Hashtag no drama.
Are you just making up hashtags today?
Yeah, I kind of am.
It started at 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. Hashtag no excuses. Hashtag no drama. But I think when you do get older, though, I mean, you just learned from your adolescence and all the drama from the adolescence. Why do you want to live life with drama?
You don't. And I think you do. You learn how to forgive. Maybe not necessarily forget, but you learn how to forgive so you can move on. And you just, like, live your life.
You also learn how to just let it go, right?
Let it go. Let it go.
Because you want to know what? You're going into the unknown.
You're going into the unknown. You absolutely are. Or telling you right now, when you get older, there's going to be a lot less drama. Just learn to let things go, you know?
Yeah, you have to.
But on the other side of the coin, what sucks about getting older?
Responsibility.
Responsibility.
Having to pay your own bills.
Yeah.
Having to cook for yourself, doing your own laundry, making your own bed. I mean, the list goes on, really.
Just everything about my life right now sucks. I would say metabolism. My metabolism, I think it has virtually stopped.
Really?
I think it has. I don't even know if that's a possibility. I feel like my metabolism has stopped. I'll work out like sometimes twice a day.
Uh-huh.
I can't lose a stinking pound.
See, and I feel like the opposite. I think my metabolism has gotten a little bit better as I've gotten a little bit older. But it might be because I'm eating better and taking care of myself.
I mean, that's part of it. I mean, yeah, I guess if I cut out the booze, I could probably lose a few pounds.
See, that's why I weigh myself daily so I know where I sit.
What sucks about getting older? 602-260-1079. You could also text us at 22108. We also put the question on Facebook.
We really did, but Facebook is taking forever to get all the way down to Friday, so we're going to have to wait for those.
Right.
It's taking a long time.
We're going to rely on you now to let us know. 602-260-1079. You could also text us at 22108. I love you, man. I'm going to be calling dudes and telling them I love you next at 7:30. What is something that just kind of sucks about getting older? It's Camel Country 1079, the Valley's new country leader. Your calls, your texts, they are coming up, but right now, it is time for I Love You Man.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You Man.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is I Love You Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? Kind of a social experiment. We're going to go rapid fire this morning. Right?
Okay.
We're going to go until we do get an I Love You Man.
Okay.
I love you too. But here we go. Here is a gas station in Texas.
This is Melissa speaking. May I help you?
Do y'all got ice?
We have bag ice outside.
All right, perfect. It's getting a little hot. You know, I need some ice.
All right.
All right. Well, I love you, man.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You made her day, though.
She seemed to get a little chuckle out of that
one. Yes, she did.
All right. Here's a coffee shop in Florida.
Brendan speaking.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, I love you, man.
That's great.
I'm just calling. You know, I'm feeling grateful and feeling good, and I just want to spread the love, you know? I love you, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, I love you. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, man. Love you.
Yep.
right. Love you, man.
He woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Here's a restaurant in Tennessee.
Tracy, how can I help you?
Tracy, how are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to call and say I love you, man.
Okay. I love you, too. Who is this?
Oh, my name's Gunner. You know, I'm just kind of feeling good today and wanting to spread a little bit of love, you know?
What's up?
Yeah. Nah, but you have a good day, all right?
You too. Bye.
That's what is up right
I
there.
Like it.
That's what's up. And that is I Love You Man, Camel Country 107.9. Well, if you missed code word this hour, it was guitar. Guitar. Enter that at camel1079.com, and you'll be in to win a Brad Paisley private Zoom hang hosted by Cheyenne and I, and of course, country superstar Brad Paisley, and you, and a small group of winners from Camel Nation, all kind of in on this little virtual hang with Brad Paisley.
I'm excited. Fun fact, he was one of my, like, my second concert ever. Was Brad Paisley.
Your second concert ever?
Yeah.
That was back when, like, Alcohol, that song, was, like, the big thing, and people would show up to the concerts with lampshades on their head.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift was opening for Brad Paisley.
Yeah, I think that's pretty close. Yeah.
Are we talking about that? Is that the time of year that your second concert?
Maybe. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what time it was. I just remember it was my second time. It was a fun fact. And then you're quizzing me, and
No, because if it was your second concert, I feel like I would notice everybody with lampshades on their head.
Well, my first concert,
I
was
thing.
In the fifth grade, so, I mean, it was very early in my time.
You didn't know what that was yet. Neither did I.
Just lampshades on people's heads were all right. I mean, that was normal.
I don't remember. It was at the state fair. I don't remember.
All right. The code word's guitar. Enter that at camel1079.com, and you will be in to win. What sucks about getting older? A lot of texts are rolling in, and your calls, Lance, Santan, Dan, and more. Hanging on. We're going to get to these coming up next. You had a few of those in Vegas over the weekend.
You lucky ducky.
It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. And I definitely can't recover after a night in Vegas like I used to. That's one thing that sucks about getting older.
I will tell you, actually, in the last couple years that I've known you, this is a progression I have seen. I have seen you be able to, like, bounce back, no issues. But over the last couple of years, it's just
getting older, man.
And a couple more days it to sucks. Get up and get around.
We were talking about a list of good things, you know, about getting older. And on this list was more life experience, more confidence, more gratitude, more independence and freedom. But what we were looking at the flip side of the coin here, you know.
Right.
What sucks about getting older? Body aches, obviously.
Yeah.
Text rolling in at 22108. Melissa Gilbert says, this morning all I did was bend over to dry off from the shower and I threw out my back.
Oh,
this is how it ends.
I agree.
This is how it ends.
You injure yourself in ways you never thought you could. I was just trying to get something out of my trunk, and then I was on the couch for 4 days going, oh, my back.
Oh, my gosh.
text saying, good morning. What sucks about getting older? Your body feels like it's falling apart. Everything hurts. At least that's my experience, unfortunately.
This is not making me want to get older at all.
No, oh, man. I work out one day and then I need a couple days to recover. I'm like sore, man.
You run a marathon? No, I just did the elliptical for 5 minutes.
You should probably take better supplements.
I should. Lance, how's it going, man?
It's going.
Going? Doesn't sound like it's well.
I mean, it sounds like it's going.
It sounds like it's going, but
not well.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I know. It's because I push myself a little too hard. Working out, and I'm a little bit sore. from a day off. So
That's why you're in not the best of spirits. You're just like really sore, huh?
Yeah, but that's all right. That's why they've been to leave.
That's right.
Well, it's a good thing Governor Ducey shut the gyms down. You have some time to recoup.
What gyms? I don't work out at the main gym. I work out lifting rocks and throwing stuff in around the
gym. This is what you do. That's what you do for work, then, huh?
No, I just do it just because I want to.
Okay.
So instead of going to the gym, you just go out to like a rock quarry and start throwing rocks around?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wow. That's being creative, though.
And it's working with what you got.
It really would build your core up. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, there's some people take sledgehammers to tires.
Yeah.
And throwing big, heavy weighted balls around.
I put my kids on my shoulders and walk the stairs.
What's that have to do with throwing rocks?
I'm using what I got.
Exactly.
Being creative.
Because where I live, there's a little ravine. And I just go out there with a sledgehammer and start beating rocks up.
I like it, man.
It's awesome.
It's great. And then if you ever have the use for gravel, you already got it because you just got to crust it all yourself.
Yeah, where'd you get this gravel from? My biceps, right, and my core strength.
It makes you more proud to have it in your yard now. So what sucks about getting older, man?
Getting arthritis and not having much energy like always, like you did when you were 21.
Yeah. Just like I said, like in Vegas, man, I can't recover like I used to. The heck? 602-260-1079, Kelso, Texas at 22108. What sucks about getting older? The buzz is coming up. Cheyenne, what you got?
Well, there's an Arizona Diamondback player who is opting out of the season. I'm going to let you know who it is and why they're able to do so. It's all coming up in the buzz in 6 minutes with Camel Country 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
The buzz is brought to you by Earnhardt Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. So we know that the MLB is going to be having a season this year, but the MLB is giving players, they're allowing them to opt out of the season if they have pre-existing medical conditions. Now, the very first on-the-record player to opt out of the 2020 season is Arizona's Diamondbacks right-handed pitcher, Mike Leake. Now, he has opted out of the season, but we are not sure, from what I've read, what his pre-existing medical condition is and if they're just allowing him to opt out.
Is it? I know there's a couple of other MLB players that opted out too, and
right,
one of them was because they have like older parents.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, that could be the case too, because he brings it home to them.
Exactly. Yeah. What we do know that he's opted out. We don't know why. I can tell you that if he were to play the full season, he would have gotten about $16 million. Now he's only getting $5 million. So
okay,
there's a big difference in salary. We are seeing record-setting wildfire conditions right now. So the Tonto National Forest Fire Management has actually chosen to close a large portion of the park starting tomorrow morning for the 4th of July weekend. Now, some spots that will remain open are Roosevelt and Saguaro Lake. If you want the full list of where you can go over the holiday weekend, you can head to our social media at Gunner and Cheyenne. It will be up there. Now, Chris Jansen and Chase Rice, under a ton of fire right now because they both had concerts over the weekend on opposite ends of the country. So Chris Jansen was up where I was over the weekend in Idaho, and Chase Rice was down in Tennessee. Now, both states have similar coronavirus numbers. They're also both in stage 4, which is allowing people to gather and, you know, things like that. However, while they were at these concerts, there were photos and videos taken where fans were pushed up to the stage. There's no face masks, no social distancing happening, and they got a lot of backlash. In fact, Kelsey Ballerini called Chase Rice out on Twitter, calling him selfish, telling him, you know, we all want to get back to touring, but in the right way. This is not the right way. Maren Morris did the same thing to Chris Jansen. However, he blocked her. And I didn't know on Twitter, when you go to find somebody, it will tell you that they blocked you. And she screenshotted it and put it on her Twitter.
Was she trying to call him out or something? Because his response was like, hey, I love you and your husband. I totally didn't block you on purpose. It was an accident.
See, and I went to find whatever tweet it was that she was trying to like, and I couldn't find anything. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, he probably knows that Marin's one that will call you out on your crap. And he's like, I'm gonna nip this in the bud.
Yes.
And I'm just going to block her before she can actually do something.
I mean, I get it, but it's been interesting to watch this unfold. Not surprised Chase Rice is in the middle of it, but I am surprised that Chris Jansen is in the middle. We want to go with you wherever you're headed today. Make sure you download that free radio.com app. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
We'll get some more of these texts and calls in regards to what sucks about getting older coming up. Also, on the way at 8 o'clock, there's a stretch of highway with rumble strips in the road that play a song that we all know and love.
Seriously?
It's actually pretty cool.
Oh my
gosh.
Let
you know where this highway is and what song it is coming up at 8. So today is International Joke Day. How could we allow this day to go by without a dad joke from Cheyenne? So we'll do that coming up next hour. Actually, this hour, 8 o'clock hour. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner in Cheyenne. So there's a stretch of Route 66, New Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's about 6 hours away.
Uh-huh.
It's a road trip if you want to go check this out.
It's not bad.
They've got rumble strips on the road that play America the Beautiful when you drive over them at 45 miles per hour.
Nuh-uh.
So, and here's the what it sounds like from inside somebody's car.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. That's cool.
makes me cry on a normal day, but I would be a ball of tears if I was driving over those.
You're driving in America.
Yeah.
And these rumble strips are playing America the Beautiful in the background.
That made me really happy.
All little sides of the road should have that thing.
I agree. That was pleasant.
That was good. Hey, coming up later on this hour, we're going to get you that next code word at camel1079.com that you'll put in that code word at the website, and I'll get you in to win this little private Zoom hang we've got coming up with Brad Paisley. That's on the way. Also, calls and texts coming up on what sucks about getting older. Santan Dan, he's been hanging on for a long time.
Yeah, and there's some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good ones.
All right, it's coming up right here in Camel Country, 1079.
It's Gunner and Cheyenne in the morning.
On Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
All right, your code word this hour is Paisley, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y, Paisley. Enter that at camel1079.com. And you'll be in to win a special private Zoom hang session with Cheyenne and I and country superstar Brad Paisley. You may have heard of him.
You may have. You can think of a question, and then you can ask it to him, and he's going to answer it directly, which is amazing.
So, Paisley, enter that at camel1079.com and you will be in to win. There is a restaurant that we all grew up with that has filed for bankruptcy. Can't imagine this ever going away.
I couldn't either, and I saw them halfway through building a new one of these while I was in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They shut that down?
I didn't see anybody there. It was just like bones, basically.
But you know what restaurant this is? Coming up right here on Campbell Country, 1079. We got a text from the 602 saying the best part of my day working from home is listening to you guys and Cheyenne laughing.
Oh,
it's Campbell Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. We may get a laugh out of Cheyenne with the dad joke. Today's International Joke Day, and we'll get a dad joke squeezed in here this hour.
Honestly, you can just mention my laugh and I'll start to laugh. I'm good at laughing at myself. Fantastic.
We just haven't had a snort in a while, man. We used to keep track of like the snortometer over there, you know, and what's going on? You have like nasal surgery too, along
no,
with the LASIK?
No, I mean, honestly, you should have been up in the Pacific Northwest. I snorted the whole time.
Man, we're just not funny anymore, JP.
Oh, I mean, heck? I blame you too.
Yeah.
Be funnier.
Be funnier.
I thought my face was funny.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of get used to things when you look at them over and over.
There it is.
Oh, we almost had it. It was like a half, right?
Half snort.
All right. What sucks about getting older? Speaking of the text screen, got even more coming in here. When I hit 31, everything changed. I hopped out of my truck and completely blew out my knee. Needed ACL replacement surgery.
Don't tell me that.
Text of the 402. The worst part of getting older is not being able to play basketball as much with my grandsons. Or just playing at all with my grandsons. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
What sucks about getting older? Having to be in bed by 10:30 or I'm toast the next day.
I'm 29. If I'm not in bed by 7:45, I am toast the next
day. Yeah, I know, right? My bedtime's 7 o'clock to get up bright and early in the morning. Man. Hey, Santan Dan, what sucks about getting older, man?
Okay. Now, as a guy, and this is a guy thing. Sorry, Cheyenne, but this is a guy thing. When you sit down on a toilet, you'll find out that certain parts of your body go splash. Okay?
What?
We're talking about the old droopers, okay?
The old droopers.
Yeah. Well,
oh, my gosh.
As you get older, they hang lower, okay?
I got you. All right, man.
And it's like you saw the cartoon where the guy went out and got the newspaper when his robe on, and he bent over to pick up the newspaper.
Right.
And it went, ah! Well, I'm telling you right now, that's pretty much a thing.
Hey, Santan Dan. Have a good day, man. Never know what's coming out of that guy's mouth.
You don't. Although he's not the only person that says that, because Chet on Facebook says cold toilet water.
It sucks about getting older. All right. Hey, we almost got one there, too. You must have nasal surgery, man. I swear that's got to be it. Hey, what restaurant we all grew up with that has filed for bankruptcy? I'll tell you it in 6 minutes. Well, it's a sad, sad day. Chuck E. Cheese has filed for bankruptcy. It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Not Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck E. Cheese. When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese. Oh.
I've never heard that before in my life.
That's like the old like classic Chuck E. Cheese jingle.
Oh, you mean like back when you worked there?
Back when I worked there.
When I was the mouse. Were rocks with chisels?
Oh, that wasn't that long ago. I'm only 39.
Oh, man, Gunnar. Cheyenne just called you Moses.
I'm just kidding, sort of.
That was my first job out of high school. Actually, no, I was in high school working the mouse at Chuck E. Cheese, man.
Because you were tall and fit the costume?
No. It's like one of the last jobs left. Said, yeah, I'll take it.
Can I get my parents on my back?
It was a new Chuck E. Cheese, and it was they had this whole hiring spree. And the cashiers, the cooks, everything was already taken. Like, well, you could be the mouse. Still got openings for that one.
Okay.
All right. Put that thing on, sweat my butt off dancing with the kids.
Well, that's funny. That's entertaining because that's like the polar opposite of
What was your first job?
I worked for the Howard Johnson in their banquet department.
The Hojo.
Yep, my mom was my boss. So I was 14, but I was allowed to work because my mom was my direct supervisor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was fun. I had such a good time.
14?
Yeah, I was 14.
Did she say you were 17 or something?
I don't know. I got a paycheck.
She paid you under the table?
No, I got a paycheck. I paid taxes. I don't know how it worked, but it did.
14.
Yeah, I might have been 15, but it was young.
Still,
that's
young.
I couldn't drive, and I was very young.
Producer JP, what was your first job?
First paycheck I received. I was a lifeguard at a public pool.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's right. Is that how you got in the whole swimming thing? Because you were swimming in high school, right?
I love swimming as a kid. My mom was pregnant with me, was doing dives off the diving board, so she says that's where I got my love for swimming.
That's amazing.
And
that
I believe
is so
her.
Amazing. That's
and
awesome.
I hung out at the pool all the time. They called me a pool rat because I would just be there like a rat, you know, hanging out. And they say that the pool rats break the most rules, so they enforce the rules the best when you do become a lifeguard later in life.
Oh, interesting.
I'm still hung out. Wait, your mom was pregnant jumping off a diving board?
I'm so impressed.
Can't you shake something loose? Like,
I'm gender, and I don't know the knowledge of the female body.
If you're pregnant, you should be jumping off a diving board. I don't know.
I mean, hung up on that. If it's something that she's always done and she did it throughout her whole pregnancy, it's probably fine, but it's just like running.
Well,
if you've never ran a day in your life and you get pregnant, don't start running.
Well, she definitely wasn't high-risk pregnancy then, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be jumping off a diving board.
As long as my mom wasn't doing belly flops off a diving board, I think I turned out all right.
I mean, that's a good point.
Tell us about your first job. We'd love to know what you were doing, you know, to earn that first paycheck early on. 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. Masterpiece Theater. It's coming up here at 8:40. If you want to get in for this Brad Paisley Zoom hang session we've got coming up later on this month, the code word this hour is Paisley, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y, Paisley. Enter that at camel1079.com, and you will be in to win. It's Camel 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunnar and Cheyenne. We want to know about that first job you had, you know, early on in life.
Because we're curious and we're nosy, and that's just how we roll.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about your lives.
I mean, we were talking about Chuck E. Cheese filing for bankruptcy. That was one of my first jobs.
Which I'm still crazy to think that they're filing for bankruptcy.
Well, think about it. I mean, those things are just germ fests.
Well, that part does not surprise me. It's just something that's as old as Chuck E. Cheese. It's like going to be gone.
They probably won't. They filed for bankruptcy protection. I mean, they lost so much money being closed. You know, maybe they'll just get rid of a lot of that debt and stay open, close some stores maybe. The one here in Phoenix off of, where's this one at? Off of North 35th Avenue's open. It's back open.
Oh, really?
And then there's one in Yuma. It's open. Those are the only two in the state of Arizona.
Oh, wow.
They're open right now.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah. But what was your first job? 602-260-1079. Head out to Glendale. B, what was your first job?
I was an onion picker with my mom.
An onion picker?
You make it sound like they just grow off trees and you just like pick it, but don't you have to pull them up out of the ground?
Out of the ground and you cut the roots and cut the hair off of it, yeah.
Oh, that sounds time consuming.
It was back in the days when everybody wasn't so sensitive about stuff. I grew up in the fields with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got old enough, I had to go get the sacks for my mom, and then eventually I learned how to pick the onions with my mom.
Oh, wow.
You know, though, that is what a memory to have growing up with your mom just working like that.
Yeah, you had to run clear across the field to go get these sacks out of a big bin and daggle clear across the fields to go back to my mom and leave them there for her.
Is it like Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the outhouse. Remember the episode where they like chain him in the outhouse or chain her in the outhouse?
I've never watched a single episode of that. I am shocked to find out that you have.
I'm wondering now. Is that a dream I had or did I actually watch part of the episode? I don't know.
It sounds really aggressive.
B, those are definitely simpler times, man. I often think back as to, you know, before all the phones and all the TVs and all that, just like how life would have been, you know, living during those times.
Yeah,
much simpler times. 602-260-1079, heading out to Peoria. Ashley, what was your first job?
My first job was at McDonald's, and it actually allowed me to pay for myself to go to France when I was 17.
Wow.
That's pretty good. I mean, were you there just for the sole purpose of going to France?
So I was working there first, and then I went to school in Albuquerque, which has a really big balloon fiesta.
Uh-huh.
And we did a mini foreign exchange where French students would come out and stay with us and attend our balloon fiesta, and then we'd go to France and stay with them and then attend their, like, mini reenactment. And my teacher, you know, told us that we could do this, and it was like $3,000. And that day I ran home, I told my dad, and he really wanted me to go, but he couldn't afford it.
Right.
So I was so bummed.
So you worked at McDonald's until you got the $3,000, and then you quit.
And then about a week later, I deposited my check, and I realized I had $2,500 in my bank account.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, look who's going to France.
There it is.
That's awesome.
You know, that reminds me of, remember the old... gosh, was it Nintendo or Xbox commercials where they were like $129 and the dude worked until he got his paycheck of $129 and he quit?
No.
Just to make enough to get that video game console?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, maybe just like a Little House on the Prairie. I just got like random things rolling through my head. Masterpiece Theater is next here in Camel Country. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. A commercial-free camel ride on the way at 9. But right now, it's time for Masterpiece Theater. This is the segment where Cheyenne and JP act out a scene from a popular movie. You be the first to identify that movie, and you will earn 12 seconds of radio airtime. You can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. We just have three rules.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
And are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Ready. Action.
The front page! It's on the front page! The child! The one you were looking for!
Will you be quiet? Don't you think I'm aware of the situation? I was up all night trying to find it.
I did a simple calculation. The factory and the size of the sushi restaurant, the child may have escaped!
Yeah, well, until we know for sure that we are going to act like nothing happened, understand? You just gotta get the machine up and running, and I'll take care of the kid. And find out, whoever let it out, they are dead! Why are you still here?
No!
Go! Go!
I'm not here!
I don't know if I've ever seen this movie.
Really?
I don't think I have.
I'm so disappointed.
I know. I got kids. I should have seen this movie.
This
right?
scene, I will tell you, I knew going into this that it was going to be a little bit of a harder scene, so I'm curious.
All right. No, it's pretty good.
Thank you.
I mean, based on what I heard. Man, you guys did a great job.
Thanks.
602-260-1079. Hey, B.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
All right. What movie was that, B?
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. That's yeah!
Yeah!
But hey, B, you have earned yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. We just have three rules.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
Are you ready, B?
Yes.
All right. See your way to it. Your 12 seconds starts. Where's my timer? Now.
I want to do a shout-out to my son, Robert Yarito, that's in the Army over there in North Carolina. I just want to make sure that he gets home safe and he gets out of the Army soon. We all miss him here in Arizona. Can't wait to see you soon, eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. Give him our best, and okay. Thank him for his service for us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks so much, B. Have a great day. We'll do Masterpiece Theater again tomorrow at 8:40 right here in Camel Country at 107.9. Inside of another commercial-free camel ride, Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. We want to get you in on this private Zoom session with Cheyenne and I and country superstar Brad Paisley. Your keyword, your code word this hour is whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, whiskey. Enter that at camel1079.com and you will be in to win. A lot of texts, a lot of calls still coming in on what was your first job? I'm always curious what people's first jobs were. Right? I mean, that's a little fascinating fact about myself. being the mouse at Chuck E. Cheese way back when.
I think it's just funny.
It's just random, right?
It's weird.
You don't think about the individuals in the costume.
You don't. You just see the mouse.
That's right.
Or whatever it is.
Who could be in there? Could be Brad Pitt. Could be you. You don't know.
That's a very good point.
You have no idea who's in the costume.
No clue.
Those things were the dirtiest things, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Because who was doing it when I wasn't there, you know? And all those things cleaned out.
That is disgusting. I have never thought about that a day in my life.
Yeah, but you know what, Cheyenne? It's just the more you know.
My gosh.
Not that it makes an impact on your life, but...
I guess it's good to know. I don't know.
Let's see. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I am good.
Good. What was your first job?
Working for a Subway restaurant.
You were a sandwich artist?
I was.
Did you make it fresh? Because, you know, eat fresh.
I did. Or when I did those $5 foot-long commercials back in the day. Not the
yes, I missed the $5 foot-long commercials. Yeah,
I love it.
People would come in singing those. It would just be funny to hear, like, the different ways people would pronounce different toppings of their sandwich.
Yeah.
What is the most mispronounced topping?
Either jalapenos for jalapenos.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't know how you live in Arizona and not know
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
right.
Or chipotle sauce.
Chipotle sauce.
I don't know if they were joking or they truly didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm still going to go to Subway today and order some chipotle sauce.
Please record yourself doing so. And then, like, quickly turn it around to see their face. Chipotle sauce.
Text from the 602. My first job was a door-to-door newspaper salesman at 15. Then at 16, I was a lifeguard at Waterworld.
Wow. I don't know. I don't think even at 15 I would feel comfortable letting my child do a door-to-door sales job.
I think they did, like, Seattle Times back in the day, too.
But you delivered it. You didn't do door-to-door sales. Like, when yeah. I hear door-to-door sales, I hear knocking at the door and, hi, would you like to subscribe for your daily magazine?
Yeah, but back in the day, we didn't have to worry about all that.
Yeah, but I still, you know. I don't know. I'm a helicopter parent. I don't know.
Well, also, your kids are younger than 14. Maybe at 14, you'll have the confidence to allow them to do that.
I mean, I hope I could trust them.
On the way here in about 6 minutes, we'll do a round of What is Wrong with People news headlines. One of the stories today includes a DUI on Sesame Street.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, it's coming up. Hang on.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Gunner and Cheyenne's What's Wrong with People.
These are actual news headlines from all across this crazy world of ours. Every one of them will leave you thinking,
what is wrong with people?
Well, let's start off in Georgia.
Okay.
There was a guy there that crashed his pickup because he was drunk driving.
All right.
Okay. A friend came to pick him up, but she was also drunk and crashed her pickup truck.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
They were both arrested for drunk driving.
What is wrong with people?
I set up to the Pacific Northwest, Washington State. There was a drunk driver there that crashed and abandoned his car on Sunday morning on a street called Sesame Street. It's an actual street called Sesame Street up there in C-Spec, Washington, I think.
What is wrong with people? Jeez Louise.
Oh, here's where it gets even better.
Oh, okay.
A police dog found him hiding in the woods, and he was arrested with his fifth DUI in 10 years.
Like, learn your lesson.
Well, you got out and ran. You know, you don't do that.
Oh, what?
On my way, I'm making my getaway. Now the troopers have caught up with me.
And finally, in Alaska, a 22-year-old guy broke into a fire station, stole a fire truck by crashing it through the garage door, and drove straight to a bar. He was arrested and is facing a bunch of charges.
Oh, my Lanta.
That's brave, man.
No, that's stupid.
Well, it's stupid,
no.
But I mean, to be that gutsy to break into a fire station, get into a fire truck, and bust it out the doors?
I can't give him that credit. There's no bravery in that.
That was another round of
What is wrong with people?
News headlines right here in Camel Country, 107.9. What question would you ask Brad Paisley if you're on like a Zoom conference call with him? It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. I got a little bit of time to think about it. And you could be a part of this virtual hang we're doing with Brad Paisley on Zoom. Your code word this hour is whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, whiskey. Enter that at camel1079.com, and you will be in to win. The whole thing is going to be hosted by Cheyenne and myself. and then a small group of Camel Nation listeners that that won their way in.
It's an intimate Zoom I was going to say wedding. I got wedding on the brain. An intimate Zoom meeting.
What question would you ask him?
I plan to ask him if and why he keeps his guitars in the freezer. I've heard it multiple times, and I've heard reasons why, but it hasn't come straight from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
And I want to hear it from him. Why are your guitars in the freezer? What does it do to them?
Does it make them like... preserves them a little bit, right?
I have heard that it actually helps it sound a little bit more whole. Like it adds to the sound of the guitar. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know, so I want to ask him.
I was listening to an older Brad Paisley song over the weekend, a song that he wrote about his kid called Anything But Me, or Anything Like Me. And there's so many like lines in there. Like if the kid's anything like me, we're screwed. You know, essentially is what the song's about. He's got two kids, William and Jasper. Kind of curious if any of those lines have kind of come true.
Ooh.
Like, you know, I plan to get deep. I want to get deep on this thing.
Oh, man.
You have a heart to heart.
Like I said, it's an intimate setting.
That's right. Your code word, though, is whiskey. Whiskey. Enter that at Campbell1079.com. I love you, man. It's 7 minutes away.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You, Man.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? Yes, this is my job. I call dudes, and I tell them I love them. Just spreading
the
love.
Part of the job.
It is my favorite part of the job. Just spreading the love, man. I'm going to be calling a couple of battery stores today, and just ask it a simple question, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is a battery store in Montana.
My name is Alex.
I was just calling to say I love you, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh, thank you.
Yeah. What was for lunch today, man?
Unfortunately, I didn't have any.
Oh, no break?
No, not unfortunately, I don't have those.
All right, well, Alex, I love you, man.
All right, we love you too.
No! Hey. Appreciate that. All right, here's the battery store in California.
Ken, how can I help you?
Hey, Ken, how are you, man?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing pretty good. What's for lunch?
Lunch? Like chicken and rice. Got some leftovers from yesterday.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Well, hey, I love you, man.
I love you, too. Kind of made my day.
Oh, man. See, it's just like one of them questions, you know, being personable.
You butter him up and then you hit him with the I love you.
That's right. He cares enough to ask about my lunch. I guess he cares enough to love me. That is I Love You, Man. Campbell Country, 107.9. Tomorrow morning, 7:20. It's back. Does that make me weird?
It's back.
It's Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. We had a lot of fun with it. We do it every other week.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun with it last time. And you know, basically, we've all got this little thing that we do or have done that we've always probably wondered, you know, does this make me weird? If people found out about this, would they think I'm weird?
We're going to be the judge and the jury.
That's right.
Which is our favorite place to be.
That's right. 7:20 tomorrow morning, right here in Camel Country at 107.9. Today is International Joke Day, Cheyenne. How could we let this day go by without hearing a dad joke from you?
Well, Gunner, we can't.
No, we can't. So 3 minutes away, a dad joke from Cheyenne right here in Campbell Country, 107.9.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What did one nut say when it was chasing the other nut?
What did one nut say when he was chasing the other nut?
I'm a cashew!
I'm a cashew!
It's not a bad joke. Yeah, it's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
That one always makes me laugh. Well,
it was a great one for International Joke Day today there, Cheyenne.
Well, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.